Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy, back with a new episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. Think of it as your secret audio track to all the content that I produce and publish daily at BigYellowSticky.com. Today is episode 162, and the title is Accept Everything. The note reads, confidence is accepting everything you are and everything you are not. Here's the story behind the sticky. Knowing your strengths and knowing your weaknesses and accepting them can make you feel more confident, as long as you're not using them as excuses to remain average. Here's what I mean. Math has never been a friend of mine. I think I have some sort of numeric version of dyslexia, and I'm constantly transposing numbers in my head and when I write them down. If you give me your phone number and I write it down as you speak each number, and I repeat each number as I write it, there's still a good chance I flip the last two numbers. As a result of this weakness, I take special care in dealing with numbers. It would have been easy for me to just throw up my hands and say, oh no, I'm bad at math, and direct you to someone else. But I learned numbers equal money a long time ago, thanks to my fifth grade teacher, Mrs. Owens. So I just make sure I triple and quadruple check any numbers I'm working with. As a result, I rarely make stupid mistakes with any project pricing. I use a calculator for virtually everything. Quantities of items being ordered are always double and triple checked, and even your street address or phone number. I know math is a potential problem for me, so I can take steps to mitigate it as an issue in my life. I have all the best online calculators bookmarked. I use an accountant for my business and personal taxes, and I can always rely on the assistance of my super math girl wife, who is definitely the arithmetic whisperer. Knowing and accepting your strengths is just as important. You'd think that it would be obvious to go with your strengths, but sometimes people can rely too heavily on their natural talent and affinity for a personal skill to the point where it becomes an actual liability. I'm a decent public speaker. It's a strength that I've always had. I've never been afraid to be in front of an audience, but I've honed that ability over the years through training and practice. Being a member of Toastmasters International, an organization that is dedicated to helping people at every skill level improve their public speaking ability, I relished something called table topics, which is basically just impromptu speaking. Every Toastmasters meeting has a table topic session where any member can be called upon to speak for a short amount of time on just about any topic under the sun, from speaking on the traits of your favorite candy bar to why peace in the Middle East is so difficult to achieve. As a result, I have no problem being asked to speak on extremely short notice because I've strengthened that ability like a bodybuilder works out at the gym. But just because I have the confidence to get in front of a room without any prepared remarks doesn't mean that when I'm hired to speak at an event that I would ignore the hard work that goes into developing and practicing a professional keynote presentation or workshop. To use the bodybuilder metaphor once again, just because Arnold Schwarzenegger pumped himself up in his youth and won awards for bodybuilding in the 70s and 80s, it doesn't mean he can just sit on the couch and rely on his earlier training to hold up when he goes to star in the next Terminator movie. Even though one of his personal strengths is literally strength, Arnold still has to go to the gym and keep pumping iron to make sure he's at peak conditioning to ensure an action hero-worthy performance. His dedication to making sure he's constantly honing his strengths gives him the confidence to return to a role that he originally played at the age of 37. He's going back to this role 35 years later to play the same part, essentially, at 72 years old. Now that's confidence. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. If you'd like to receive a free alert every time new content is posted, just go to BigYellowSticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. Once you confirm your email address, you'll begin receiving an email once a day that includes a copy of that day's yellow sticky note. It's the one that's drawn by hand and drawn by me using Sharpie markers and a 3x3 yellow post-it note. The email will also include a link to the secret audio track. It gives me a chance to dive a little deeper into the topics I share with you and scribble on those stickies. That 3x3 area doesn't give me a whole lot of space to expound, and this podcast does. I enjoy giving you the story behind the stickies, just like the one you heard today. I'll be back again tomorrow with a new story and a new sticky, and I hope you'll stick around to hear it.